Let's have a Pilot medical update right now. Men, level up your health with Pilot. Head to pilot.com.au today. Brian Sini is the NRL physio. He's on the line. G'day, Brian.
Oh, it's a busy week this week.
Certainly has been, mate, and some big-name injuries to discuss. The first one, and we were at the SCG last night, Brian, involved Luke Keary, and we know his track record with concussions and head knocks. We hope he's okay. What information are you hearing or have you received in relation to the Roosters playmaker?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing for everyone to understand with this kind of situation is there's just not a lot that could be determined at this point in time. He's had, you know, as we just talked about, a complex history with concussions. And I think, you know, any of the talk at the moment of, oh, you know, he could retire or, oh, he could be back in 4 to 6 weeks and that kind of thing, it's much too early considering the individual nature of concussions. So some, you know, come good really, really quickly and he might not be affected by it really at all. And it might have just been, you know, a surface thing where he thought he, you know, got a little fracture in the back of his skull or something like that. But then others, as we've seen, McCary can take a long, long time to recover and can be career threatening. But it can be anywhere on that scale. So I think at this point in time, we've just got to wait and see and, yeah, and leave any speculating sort of as minimal as possible, mainly for, you know, Keary's mental health as much as anything.
Yeah. Adam Reynolds last night hurt his ribs and he looked to be in a fair bit of pain. Now, given the fact they're playing Friday night and they're playing the Storm, he's saying he'll play, but he won't be playing, will he?
Yeah, well, these rib injuries, big man, I call them the police injury in that every breath you take, every move you make, it hurts because they are really, really nasty. The good thing is it's a pain management issue, so you can needle it up, you know, put a chest guard on, all that kind of stuff. But it's just super painful. That's what it comes down to. There's very minimal risk for further damage. So I'll put it this way. If it was a grand final next week, he'd be playing. But the fact that it's, you know, it's a round game, the Broncos are on a really good win streak, maybe they don't need to rush him, give him the extra week, and then come back after that rep bye. So it is possible he can play, but I'm sort of leaning more towards the week after.
Yeah, Brian, what about his teammate, Payne Haas? He's had those shoulder injuries, but now it's on the other shoulder. The AC joints.
Origin 2.
Yep.
Yeah, look, like the biggest thing with AC joints, they're kind of bad luck injuries. He just got lit up in that shoulder of a big hit by Corey Horsburgh. Thankfully, the scans today have cleared him of anything significant, so no fracture, no significant AC joint injury. As we saw with his one on the other side, you can have a quick recovery with that one, so I think he only missed a week or if that. So, look, he's still a chance for Origin. I'd be surprised if they kind of risked him for next week, seeing he's kind of dealing with one on either shoulder at the moment. But I definitely think Origin's still in the frame at this stage.
And what about Healam Lukey? A devastating blow for him and the Cowboys. Looks as if he's out for the year.
Yeah, ACL rupture, unfortunately. The crazy thing about this, I mean, look, ACL ruptures are horrible any time, but you just never really see what happened with Lukey in that he, by all accounts, suffered the injury not too long into the game. A big, you know, classic stepping off his right foot, non-contact. But then he kept playing for 15 more minutes before coming off the field, which is just mental. Like, to play through that, like, if you've got an ACL injury in your knee's not stable, there's a lot of pain. So, yeah, the young fella's obviously got a lot of toughness there. So, look, you know, thoughts go out to him, wishing the best for the recovery period ahead.
Well said. And, of course, we've had the confirmation. Herbie Farnworth, his season's over with that bicep injury, the ruptured bicep. And Xavier Coates, he's booked in for surgery tomorrow after suffering that nasty ankle injury in Origin 1. So we're up to date with all of the injuries. A Pilot medical update. Brian, job well done, mate. You're right, it has been a busy weekend. And you're across all of the details for Pilot. And we'll catch up again next Sunday night.
No worries, guys. Hopefully a bit quieter.
Yes, please. Thank you, Brian. Brian Sini, the NRL physio.